it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are remembering 9/11. It's September the 11th. 9/11 occurred on this day, what, I think 24 years ago. And the music that was inspired by 9/11 really seems to fit the mood of the country now following the assassination of Charlie Kirk. So we've been featuring a lot of that this afternoon. The manhunt is underway. Apparently, the FBI is now saying that they have really good video of the shooter, but they're not releasing it yet. And they're showing a picture of the guy lying down at the top of that building, 200 yards away. Apparently, it was a single bolt-action, high-powered rifle. 200 yards away, this person had to know how to shoot. And apparently, he escaped, went into a neighborhood, went into the woods, dropped the rifle in the woods. It was found, but they're still looking for this person. They've got really good pictures of him now, and apparently, they've got really good video of the shooter. Again, this doesn't happen in America, but it did. You know, this country was founded on disagreement. The Constitution grants us the right to disagree, even with the President of the United States. It's a fundamental right. It's the First Amendment for a reason, because of all the amendments, it's the most important. While political violence is not new, it seems to just be a little bit more consistent. And even those who are not committing acts of violence, the hate that is now part of political discourse has gotten to the point where it's unacceptable. And there are people who are inspired by that hate. But let me make this clear once again. The guy who shot Charlie Kirk does not represent the left. He represents a mentally disturbed, mentally unbalanced individual who made the decision to commit that act of violence. And I think we all need to be concerned about where we are in this country. And it's up to the individuals of this country to try to change things. You know, if you hear something that you disagree with and you get so angry that you start to hate as a result of that, that's not healthy. And yet, people allow their hate to supersede just, you know, the concept of disagreement in this country. In 1984, a talk show host, Alan Berg, who worked at KHOW, the station that I was on when I was on the air in Denver, in 1984, Alan Berg was killed. He was a liberal talk show host expressing views during a campaign year in which Ronald Reagan won re-election. Those were tense times. The divide between the right and the left was tangible. A conservative listener disagreed with Alan Berg's opinions and shot him and killed him. Neither side has any right to point the finger at the other side because both are capable of promoting acts of violence over opinions with which they disagree. And I disagreed with Charlie Kirk, but I am deeply saddened and disturbed by his death, because Charlie Kirk had every right to express his opinions on a college campus or anywhere else. And because he expressed opinions that somebody disagreed with, he's dead. That's not acceptable. I covered this in a blog that I wrote. It's posted on our website, wwl.com. It's also posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook if you want to comment on it. I will comment on some of your comments, but I'm not going to bother commenting on all of your comments, because there's a relatively small group of people that do not represent the mass audience of this show that are just damn hateful. And I don't even want to entertain them with responding to what they say. And I experience the hate on a daily basis. But that doesn't represent the show, and it doesn't represent me. And there are people that just take politics way too seriously. So we may know more when they capture this person, and I'm confident that they will. I mean, we have great law enforcement in this country, and this person at some point will be found. But it seems pretty obvious why Charlie Kirk was killed. Because of his opinions. And that should not happen. That is not something that happens in America. Not the America I know. Not the America I love. That's not the America represented by the American flag. And so this has been worth a really long, passionate conversation. Because it's that significant. What happened yesterday is that significant in terms of expressing where America is today. And this is unacceptable. And Jesse Waters on Fox News is fueling it. I don't think he's that bright, but that's my opinion. But Jesse Waters is fueling this. Elon Musk is fueling it. It's going to be interesting to see how Fox News handles this. But there are disturbing things happening in this country. And I want to bring up, again, another current story. Brendan Carr, who is the head of the FCC, the chairman of the FCC. Look, I know about the FCC because I've been in this business a long time. The FCC regulates my business. But that's what the FCC is supposed to do. Regulate broadcasting, not regulate speech on broadcasting. And the head of the FCC under President Trump is saying that the FCC is fully aligned with the agenda that President Trump is running. That's not the purpose of the FCC. The FCC is to regulate things like the technical aspect of broadcasting. They're to regulate things like the responsibilities of radio stations. But that has nothing to do with the speech that comes from those radio stations. And so this is a violation of the concept of the FCC. And now they're talking about going after media outlets that express things that Donald Trump himself disagrees with. You think when Barack Obama was president, do you think he or Joe Biden agreed with everything Fox News had to say about them? Of course not. But neither Joe Biden nor Barack Obama talked about using the FCC to shut down those stations. If they would have done that, the right would be maniacal. I would be maniacal. I would be on the side of the right if they did that. We are free to express our opinions, even about the president. And so we have to watch this because President Trump doesn't agree with something. They're going to do something to punish the media outlet that allows a speech that the president doesn't agree with. That is like the definition of a dictatorship. And that shouldn't happen. And there are polls showing that, like I just saw a poll, over 30% of those surveyed said that political violence is justified in terms of advancing a political agenda. Over 30% say that's acceptable. And obviously there are some people who think it is. But again, remember the shooter. He doesn't represent the left. He doesn't represent Democrats. He represents one person, himself. A maniacal individual who made a decision to let his hate take over. And his hate took over to the point where he wanted to kill somebody. And he did.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.